Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So I was at Mass this morning. Father Kyle Metzger was the priest that had Mass this morning. And he said something in a very short homily that really made me kind of connect the dots to what I said yesterday on the program, where I feel like we live in a bizarre world, where all this stuff is just coming at us from all kinds of different directions.
Right? We do.
Do we live in a bizarre world?
I was just going to say, well, oh yeah, we're here.
So you're saying I can go from feel to real?
Yeah,
that's the
reason. Is that any more bizarre?
So here's something that I don't know if you guys knew this. Maybe I'm like on the short bus here and should have known this sooner. Can I say that without having a protest emerge outside the studios? I don't know. Anyway, I'm proud of the short bus, so it's not like a negative thing for me. Just a dumb radio guy from Montevideo, Minnesota with a high school education and a doctorate in what people think, because I've been doing talk radio since 1986. That's how I got my doctorate, right? From real people. And I've never been more proud to have that doctorate, and I'll take it over any egghead doctorate on the face of the earth. But this is what I learned. Maybe you guys think this is simple. Did you know there's 33,000 different denominations of the Christian faith?
Wow, no. I did not know that.
Nope.
Todd, did you know that?
No.
To me, I've always thought, okay, well, like Catholic, because I'm Catholic, so I'd know that. Protestant would be like,
Baptist,
okay, Lutheran,
yeah,
yep. Baptist, you know,
okay,
evangelical.
Yep. Yeah.
I probably have more evangelical friends than I have Catholic friends.
Right.
And I always think, I think we're on the same team. You know, and most of them, they realize that, right? You just, you know, look, if you are of the Christian faith, you believe Jesus is God. Simple as that, right? And you believe you know, if you have a personal relationship with him, if you follow the Ten Commandments in him, that there is a better life ahead and the real life. Anyway, but think of that, folks. Something so basic as that, there's 33,000 different versions of. And that's been for a lot of years, right? That goes back to Martin Luther sort of saying, you know, these popes are a little wacky. I think I'm going to go this way. And many, many man-made denominations from the original God-made version. So no wonder we're confused. No wonder we live in a bizarre world. Right? You know, the border crisis, the debt crisis, the fight over guns, the fight over, you know, transgender bills and mask mandates. Here's my takeaway, and let me see what you guys think of this takeaway and if you have a different takeaway. The confusion, the mayhem, the bizarro stuff is of a fallen world. It's just sort of how life is supposed to be on this earth. I don't think it's godly. In the sense that, I mean, I don't think God wants us that confused. I don't think he wants us that wrapped around our axle about this or that or, you know, fighting with each other and, no, why'd you do that? Why'd you even know that for? I'm going to recall the governor. I've heard that 50 times in the last 12 hours. And then I go to Mass this morning and I hear about 33,000 different versions of something that to me, and I imagine every other Christian, seems pretty simple and pretty basic. No wonder we're confused. But I don't think we're supposed to be confused. I don't think we're supposed to be tied in knots over stuff. Do you guys? Does your faith walk tell you that we're supposed to run around twisted into knots over Trump lost, but he really didn't? Or, you know, what were the famous words? Peace be with you?
We're supposed to pray and have faith. I mean, whatever happened to that?
There's that too, Todd. Very profound. You're exactly right. And by doing that, you get peace, right? And the peace is with you. So I'm going to suggest, not that I have anything other than one opinion out of many, that maybe before we just turn ourselves into some very ugly version of ourselves and what we want others to be, that we just try and say, look, how much more effective are we if we are calm in a storm versus chaotic in a storm? Is it better to be calm in a storm or chaotic in a storm? Let me give you one example. You're driving through a snowstorm. You can barely see in front of your face. It is what it is now. You are where you are. You either plow along or you stop and get covered by snow. And as you're driving along, you come up on a semi going the wrong way in your lane. If you scream to high heaven and flip out and freak out and turn this wheel one way and then this way, are you more likely to survive that incident? Or is it to say, okay, foot off the brake, slightly to the right, slightly to the right. He sees me. He's going to the left. We're okay. Which one of those is better?
B. Panic's never good in any scenario.
A lot of us are panicking right now.
Oh, yeah. A lot of fear, a lot of panic.
Panicking never solves any problems.
Ever.
Solve the problem.
No. And look, you're talking to the chief snapper. You know, I'm not trying to say I do this well. I'm not trying to preach. My goodness. In the radio business, you lose your mind 15 times a day.
Oh, man.
Because we all work extremely hard with never near enough people to do every job that needs to be done. I grew up in it. I heard something one time about impulsiveness. That if you grew up in a family that had a lot of, a lot of just, you know, things were not normal. It wasn't like Beaver Cleaver, right? It wasn't
conventional family.
Three sons thing, where, hey, boys, have a good day, here's your lunchbox. And more of a just sort of a swirl, right? Just like all this stuff is whipping around. My dad was an alcoholic. That wasn't easy, right? My mom was always trying to put out the fires. Things are fine. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. You know, so you had that sort of dysfunction, which, by the way, every family has some version of dysfunction. Don't let them fool you. If we'd have, you know, had a 24/7 reality show at Beaver the Cleaver, trust me on this one thing, there were some things going on they didn't want anybody to know about. But you always think that family's perfect, and I'm not so perfect. Well, I didn't have a perfect family by any stretch. And in my 56 years on this earth, there's times that I'm impulsive. And the thing I heard, and it actually was in a political sense, because Kevin Cramer has always said this about President Donald Trump, as someone that watched him very closely, and so this stat stuck out with me. President Trump, in Kevin's eyes, was a great president and really is faulted far too often for simply doing what he said he was going to do and fight for us on so many levels. But Kevin is also man enough to say he wasn't God, he wasn't perfect, and you've got to acknowledge that if we think Donald Trump is more important than the Constitution or Donald Trump is beyond any criticism, he's not because of his impulses. His impulses get him in trouble. That guy wronged me, I'm going to chop his head off, right? That's kind of an impulse, right? The Twitter thing is an impulse. I happen to think it's also transparency, so I understand why he did it, and I appreciate it, because no other president does it. They just do all that in private. They're tyrants in private and all nicey-nice fake in public. But I then heard a study that said if you lived in a challenging challenging home life is the most diplomatic way I know of saying it, and mine was in some ways, and it was great in others. But when you have an alcoholic father,
everybody's different.
It's tension, right?
Everybody has a unique story.
Yeah, and there's products of that tension all throughout our family, still to this day. But the study said you're impulsive if you lived in that kind of a life. You're like 80% more likely to be impulsive if you didn't have, you know, what would be considered kind of a normal
grounding
childhood, whatever.
Yep.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
For one, it's a big number. It's a big number. That's a lot of people.
That just makes sense from a behavioral, you know, an environment standpoint.
I guess it does.
When you're growing up.
But when I heard it, I went, wow.
Yeah.
I guess that's maybe why I'm a little more impulsive sometimes than I should be. Maybe I don't have a nonverbal thought, as most of the people in our business know. I mean, I just say what I'm saying, and I, you know, I might blow my top at somebody, and 30 seconds later, it's over. I forget about it. I don't care. It rolls off my back. You know, it's just kind of how I'm wired. But what I'm getting at is I think the more stuff builds up on our backs, and whether that's in the fallen world that we live or our own personal family situation or a boyfriend was a, a dope and a girlfriend did something bad to me, whatever, all that piles up on you. And I think those of us with some gray hairs are very worried about the direction of the country right now. We're very worried about the direction of the country. We're starting to say, wait, didn't Ronald Reagan tell us you're never more than one generation away from extinction?
I think part of the good news is there's a lot more than those of us with a gray hair or two that are worried about where our country's going right now. Thank the Lord.
I agree with you.
I just finished Candace Owens' book, Blackout, by the way.
We're working on getting her on the show.
Oh,
isn't she amazing?
Her book is, you have to read it. You just have to read it.
It's one of those books you have to read.
You have to read it. If you're going to get in this conversation about race, you have to read it.
I don't do what you did, Kevin, enough. I don't take the time to read. But that's a good thing to do. Charlie Kirk told me something very profound about his day. He spent some time with Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
And he said to Rush Limbaugh, how do you do what you do? And Rush said, 2 hours a day, I shut everything off, I read, and then I journal, and then I'm set for the next day. I know in my heart what I believe and what I see. I don't read anywhere near enough.
And I don't actually
read.
But
I think the problem is all this is compounded times 10 because we have legitimate worry for our country. I want your take on all this next on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiatowski, NMLS 194550 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Being a military combat veteran myself, giving back to our veterans is very important to me. People's Home Equity features VA and military home loans. Also, special discounts are available to purchase or refinance. To learn more, call me, Shane Tibiatowski, at 701-390-1674, at 390-1674, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It is shocking, but true, the number of cops that are killed in the line of duty right now. Police officer down is not an oncoming phrase, and the numbers are a powerful story. 100% increase in the last year of cops killed in the line of duty. Where's that on the front page? Defunding police, stripping them of legal protections, woke culture, that's on the front page. Dangerous times, folks. Greg Kelly's fighting back. Newsmax TV, special series Cops Under Fire. He exposes the real threat to the police and to you. I watch Newsmax TV. I like it. They're standing up for our brave men and women. Watch Cops Under Fire. Greg Kelly tonight. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If it's not on yours, call them and tell them to get with it or you're gone. I did. Medco, bye-bye. Now they say they're talking, so we're making progress. I'll be back. Just get Newsmax on Medco. Get Newsmax TV free on most smart TVs, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube. Download the free Newsmax TV app. Fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. There is hope, folks. Fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Newsmax, real news, real people.
The app is awesome. I'll just say that.
Yeah, and I don't use it enough, but I watch Greg Kelly every night when I have the time, and it isn't always. But that's the nice thing about Roku. You can get it later.
Right.
PetroServe USA specials today. I'll just say meatloaf dinner. I'm going to pick one today and say, you know, if you don't like a meatloaf dinner, cash in your Patriot card, okay? It's sort of like, do you have a flag up or not? Do you eat meatloaf or not? Cash it in if you don't. You're gone woke, you're eating tofu and, you know, green stuff. That's fine every now and then, but come on. Meatloaf dinner, I-29, Harwood location, and, of course, all the locations, Valley City, West Main Avenue, 12th Avenue, Fargo, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Glendon, Yulin, Grab and Go Convenience with home-cooked meals. They have two specials every day in Valley City. Tell them Scott sent you. All right. You know what I know. You know what I'm feeling. I want to know what's on your mind today on any topic. We have a busy show today, so most of your conversation and commentary will have to come with guests, including Governor Doug Burgum next hour, including our Better Business Roundtable, and including Stephen Moore to talk about the danger of our debt and spending. Tom and Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go!
Hey, Scott, how you doing? You just made a comment here. We're being attacked from all different directions. What we're seeing today is the insanity of demons. Now, I'll give you a good example. If you take 10 girls that want to be boys, and you take 10 boys that want to be girls, and put them in the room, switch their genders, you still come out with 10 boys and 10 girls. So why not just keep everything the same?
Yeah, I spoke with the governor earlier about this, and we're going to talk about it next hour because he has vetoed a bill that simply said, if you're going to be in girls' sports, you must be a girl, as in a biological born girl. The governor is saying all of this has been addressed. It should be at the local level. There's all kinds of things. There has to be a family involved, a plan involved. There has to be, like, you know, supervised hormone stuff, blah, 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 blah. His point is, look, that's why we have a state high school association. Unfortunately, the NCAA and most state high school associations don't handle this well, and the elected members of the legislative body, our representatives, closest to the people affecting state government, disagreed with him. He has the last vote. They can override it. If they believe in their vote should matter, they could easily say, even if I voted against this, I think the veto is wrong, and they can do that. I think that'll happen on masks. We'll see if it happens on that. I agree with you, Tom. You've made a great point. Fred and Wing, your take next on What's on Your Mind, and right behind him, 701-271-1100. 701-258-0550, or you can text me at 701-367-2054. Fred Wing, go.
Scott, there's a passage in the Bible in Deuteronomy. It says, all nations will ask, why this fierce anger, this burning anger? And the answer is, it will be because the people abandoned the covenant of the Lord, the God of their fathers, the covenant he made with them. All right, that's kind of why I think people are mad at Burgum and Kramer, because I think they abandoned the covenant that God made with our forefathers with this land when we had this Constitution. We amended it. They didn't use it. And Mr. Burgum on there today, now, he just will not let us use hydroxychloroquine and stuff. He will not endorse that, even though the vaccine does not cure anything. The vaccine that he wants us to take, all it does is provoke our immune system to make us immune. So we got to use the immune system anyway. But this man, who is running him? Why? I think he might have blood on his hands. And Scott, when I go out, I wear my Trump hat, and I go out, and I don't have people screaming at me. I have people come up to me and say, you still think he's president? I said, yes, I do.
and we have a good, nice conversation.
Yeah, good for you, Fred.
We can't let that go.
First of all, I've not heard the governor say that you can't use HQ2 or whatever that is, the hydro thing. I can't say that Kevin says so well. These other therapies. I've not heard him say that. I have heard him be a full pom-pom up and down cheerleader, and he was a cheerleader at NDSU, so maybe that he's just being a cheerleader in his later life for the vaccine, which disgusts me. Honestly, I think that's a personal decision whether people do it or not. General Thomas McInerney and I did an interview this week about the election integrity. In the middle of it, he brings up the vaccine and said he got his first shot. He's not going to get the second. And I said, what? I haven't got my second either. Which one do you take? Pfizer. You're not getting your second? No. Why? I'm going to play the clip here after a while because I have my second shot scheduled today. Should I get it, Fred?
Well, my son has to fly, so he got scared. He wasn't going to take the vaccine. He got so sick, he thought it was worse than when he had the COVID. He already had the COVID.
I've heard that from other people, and my 93-year-old uncle died from the second shot. Now, he was 93. He had antibodies because he had had COVID in August. I don't know. I'm not one of these people that runs around in fear of a vaccine, and I happen to think Donald Trump oversaw a process that he's not got enough credit for on vaccines, that if, in fact, there was any shenanigans, nobody would have been quicker to call that out on Donald Trump. But I'm also hearing enough things that make me think, look, it's not a slam dunk. And I think that's a decision up to me. I think enough of this audience, out of curiosity, I'd say if you text me today, it's scheduled for 4 o'clock this afternoon, if you feel strongly one way or another and are willing to share, just say don't get the shot or get the shot. I'm curious where people are at on this. And I will make sure you get a prize of your choice from MyPillow. I'll pick one person from the entire group and say, I'll call them personally and I'll say, what do you want from MyPillow? And I'm going to follow your advice. I'm not going to get the shot this afternoon. I'm going to get it. You'll get a call back before 4 this afternoon. That's when it is. Text me. 701-367-2054. Dan in Bismarck has some questions to pose. Go, Dan.
Hey, I'd like to have you pose these questions to Governor Doug Burgum. Why did he veto the bills for the mask mandate and the transgender aspect of things, which I'm sure he'll give his roundabout answer? But I am also more curious. I'm starting to hear grumblings about that we have two sanctuary cities in North Dakota, or the state is a sanctuary city. And I'm curious on what this new American advisory board is that I'm hearing grumblings about also.
All right. I will attempt to remember those. I've written some notes, but I will tell you this, Dan. It's easier for you to call the governor. He's here. I'm going to take as much of the time next hour.
I'm going to be gone.
Okay. Well, certainly we're going to get into the vetoes as far as the sanctuary city. I'll try and remember that and bring that up because you hear it from time to time. The governor's been pretty strong to say wouldn't happen, can't happen. And by the way, related, are you talking about the Second Amendment, by the way, or you're talking about illegal immigrants coming here and being able to be here? Or because I heard the same thing on guns.
Yes.
We'll finish after the break here. I want to be clear on what you're asking me, Dan. Others, welcome. The governor will be here next hour. You call him, folks.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House on Wednesday voted largely on party lines to advance a bill that limits the president's authority to issue travel bans on foreign nationals from entering the United States. House Democrats introduced a bill known as the National Origin-Based Anti-Discrimination for Non-Immigrants Act. In 2016, the Obama administration attached a transgender mandate to the Affordable Care Act, framed as a non-discriminatory provision. It would require doctors and hospitals to perform sex change surgeries and provide insurance coverage for this practice. In January, a judge in North Dakota sided with Catholic hospitals in striking down the transgender mandate. However, on Tuesday, the Biden administration appealed the ruling. Dr. Mike Chupp with the Christian Medical and Dental Association tells Fox News they're pushing back on Biden.
As physicians of faith, we represent approximately 20,000. We're Hippocratic physicians, first and foremost, for hundreds of years in the United States. We take an oath to do no harm.
USA Radio News.
Are you sick of COVID? Tired of hearing, wear a mask, social distance, close your business? That's a major problem in everyone's life. What's the solution? How about 99.9% decontaminated air in every building? How about 99.9% decontaminated surfaces, such as doorknobs, stairway railings, walls, tables, and desks? How about all that decontamination happening in 3 minutes? Safe Air Network does all that. We have the only purification technology that purifies not only the air, but also all the surfaces. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com. That's SafeAirNetwork.com. And check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote. That's 503-585-5582.
CJ and the team at DAC Diesel can fix any diesel engine quicker, cheaper, in wicked good fashion, better than anybody I know. They're really, really good at this. They also have an additive that is fantastic. And the additive is a turbo cleaner. It does actually many things. There's many varieties. But the stories I've heard of somebody coming in and the engine's knocking like crazy. They got the regen deal going again. They put the additive in, and it saves thousands of dollars in repairs. Thousands. So CJ and the team can help you out. They do house calls, too. 701-258-5011. The Diesel Doc. The Diesel Doc. CJ and the team at DAC Diesel. Previous caller went away. I did want to get a little clearer understanding on the Sanctuary City thing, but I think I know enough to say we will ask the governor when he's here about this new American advisory group and whether that connects to the Sanctuary City, Sanctuary State thing. The governor stated very clearly to us on this program that there will not be illegal immigrants that will be, you know, underage children or any large group of individuals transferred from the border who have crossed illegally to North Dakota, that it has not happened to date, and it could not even happen on, say, a abandoned man camp or something, because they would have to identify the state and get permitting to do it. So I'm taking him at his word there, and I don't believe it would happen. So I think a lot of that is folklore, but we will check. He'll explain the vetoes, obviously, today, and the why. I think I know why both were vetoed. But we can talk about that the next hour, and your calls are welcome for him as well. Okay, let me get Mark in Bismarck in here real quick, and then the Wicked Smart, speaking of Wicked Smart, Steve Moore is going to be here to talk about this debt and what we're doing to it and how we're undoing the Trump economy. It's just sad, brick by brick, part of this chaos that's coming at us. Mark in Bismarck, go. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, I was wondering, what's your take on why is Johnson & Johnson getting raked over the coals with their vaccine? First, it was this stuff with the lungs and stuff, which happened with the other pharmas. But now, last night, I saw that they're even getting looked into because of sanitation practices. What did Johnson & Johnson do to tick somebody off that now they're being singled out?
I don't know, but every question you're asking, Donald Trump is asking. And again, the part of me that does not worry about the vaccine, my wife had it. She's a healthcare worker. She had to. I don't necessarily like that. You know, you hear a few crazy things about people, and vaccine cards and all the creepiness of this. And Mark Zuckerberg and his little frames on Facebook, I took the vaccine. And even when I was there, of course, what do I do? Oh, you're getting your shot of hope today. No, I'm getting a shot because I'm getting a vaccine. I'm not going to call my shot of hope. I'm not going to play your little woke game of jumping up and down and talking about the vaccine. But in my mind, my wife's got it.
I don't think it did.
If it's going to be bad, it's going to be bad. But on Johnson & Johnson, I think that was a way for Biden to just politically knee-jerk like he does everything else. And the fact that Trump is defending it, again, gives me more confidence that, look, these vaccines had a problem. You know, these vaccines were put through a process unlike anything we've ever seen in our history in the United States of America, because a guy that was a businessman was president of the United States and said, I'm sick and tired of how the health apparatus in this country works, and a bunch of really smart people in white coats running around telling me what to do. Screw that. Let's get every manufacturer that could do a vaccine and get them in the room, and let's tell them, we'll buy it, you make it. Simple as that. You buy it, we'll make it. Go out there and do good work. And then three trickled down, and there they were. And Johnson & Johnson came up with one that was one dose rather than two dose. Who wouldn't want to have that be better? But the reason it's one dose rather than two dose is because there's a lot of the bad stuff in it. That's what vaccines do. And if you already have the antibodies, do you need it? Do you need it at that moment? I think a better thing we ought to be doing on all the vaccines is say, test for antibodies. Have you had it and you didn't know you had it? Then maybe you shouldn't have this now, because people are dying that have too much of the antibody and then get the shot. But I don't put that on Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, or Moderna. I put that on people who are so rushed and freaked out about it. Look, here's the deal. Mike LeBeau says this well. Sanford Healthcare says, the technology involved here, I trust this 100%. I trust Mike LeBeau. Dr. Mike LeBeau has saved lives. I know this guy. I've had breakfast with this guy. I've gotten to know this guy. I said, look, if you tell me, I'm going to take it 100%. All right? Because this is also the healthcare professional who now is saying something no other healthcare president like he is says. The most important thing to the economy right now? Open everything up. He isn't saying the most important thing is my numbers for the Bismarck Division of Sanford Health. He isn't saying I want more money. He's saying we got to open up the economy or we're going to have an unhealthy healthcare system. Open it up. And the reason he's saying that, Mark, is because everybody who is vulnerable that wanted a shot has got a shot. The people we should protect, we protected. Now, take them out of the equation. 99.9% of the people outside of that category are not going to die even if they get COVID. So stop freaking out and make your own decisions on the vaccine. And I agree with you, Mark. Sorry for the long answer. The Johnson & Johnson thing was an overreaction. But I think we ought to think about why. Are we giving this to the shot to people who don't need it? My Uncle Laverne, 93, died from the shot. He survived COVID. He died from the shot. That was stupid. Why did he get the shot? Does that make sense, Mark?
I hear you. It does. It does. And I sure hope our legislature overrides those vetoes. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for calling and for listening. Steve Morris here. I don't know if anybody's smarter. I don't know if anybody's smarter than Steve Moore.
I like him. Yeah.
I really don't.
Love him.
I don't know anybody smarter. When it comes to the economy,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is able to put into English what is some such basic common sense, and we have lost all sense of basic common sense in this country related to very simple things. It comes back to the opening segment today.
I saw, doesn't he have the book Trumponomics? Is that the one that I saw that he wrote?
It might have been.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. We just learned that Steve had another commitment in 3 minutes. So he was scheduled to be here till the top of the hour, but maybe he just, we'll reschedule. Not a problem.
I saw Trumponomics come across my Audible book on tape recommendations.
He's written a lot of books.
Yeah,
let's just look up the books, and then I'll go to that first call.
I'm looking at them now, The End of Prosperity. Yep, Navigating Changes.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, there's a lot. But
One on the energy economy is my personal favorite.
Okay.
What's it called again?
Let
me look it up here.
Crash Landing was another one. The Nature and Causes of Wealth.
He works at the Heritage Foundation. Daniel, if you give me names on these callers, I can get back to the phones here since Steve Moore's not available. He's written on the economy and public policy for the Wall Street Journal. He is a distinguished fellow at the Heritage Foundation for Economic Growth. That just means that's what he thinks about the majority of his day. Member of the journal's editorial board.
Yeah, he's got a great resume.
but 25 years. And if you want to be the smartest person in every room, most days, and especially when he was writing, just read the Wall Street Journal editorial. 9 out of 10 are unbelievable. Unbelievable. They are. Let's get back to the phones here. Matt and Dickinson, you're next on What's On Your Mind. We'll reschedule Steve, not a problem. He gets called to do a lot of TV shows at the last minute, and no problem. We'll have him back. Matt, go ahead. You're up on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I just wanted to... I know that right now may not be the best time, but sometime in the future, I'd like to have a long conversation about making overtime tax-free. I know it's been brought up here and there, but it seems like it just kind of gets pushed aside, and maybe I just haven't been tuned in on the right day, but I don't know. I feel like it's something that could use a good, long discussion. And
well, it probably happened a lot sooner in North Dakota than anywhere else. There's a guy by the name of Craig Hedlund who has tirelessly, session after session, tried to remove the income tax in North Dakota. And you know what? His heart's in the right place. When I talk to guys like Stephen Moore, they'll go, have you gotten rid of the income tax in North Dakota yet? What is the deal? It's not that much money. It's not that much money. Not the way your guys throw around billions. But, of course, that would make the big difference. Obviously, your FICA, your Social Security, your federal stuff would probably be the lion's share of that. Sometimes it puts you in a different tax bracket. And I hear you. I hear what you're saying. I think it's worth the debate. If I were you, Matt, if nothing else, even though it wouldn't be the biggest impact on your bottom line, I'd get yourself with Craig Hedlund, who chairs the committee in the House, and have that conversation. What else did you want to talk about?
The COVID, the vaccine shot. I had the COVID once and came out of it just fine, and I haven't been sick since. Who knows? Maybe after you get the Kung Flu, you never get sick with anything again. Nobody knows yet. So maybe the vaccine is something that'll take away all the good that your body has done in resisting that, you know.
Right. Well, we do have an immune system. When you think about most of us have family, grandparents or great-grandparents that came here from many moons away, right? Long way away. They come on a ship. They're with all these people. Every kind of bug you can imagine is on the ship. Then they get, New York, wherever they come. Then they go all across America. They settle around here. Homestead in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. And they didn't have WebMD. They didn't have Big Pharma. What they had, every one of them, was an immune system. And it protected them from a lot. And bugs sometimes can be your friend because they actually strengthen your immune system, right? Now, anybody that already has a compromised immune system, it's life or death. I'm not talking about them. I'm saying the issues you brought up, I don't disagree with, but I think everybody needs to make that decision for themselves. I think you decide for yourselves. And know this, you're not really risking life and limb for anybody else by not having the vaccine. That's where the cheerleading makes me want to puke, because the vulnerable people have got a vaccine, and even a lot more have gotten a vaccine. So this idea that you must wear masks. Menards, you are canceled. I'm canceling the cancel culture, guys. Menards, I'm done. Do you remember the jazz singer when the rabbi dad ripped the shirt? Remember that?
Yep.
On Neil Diamond?
Yep.
That's what I've done with Menards. I've ripped the shirt. Yeah, and Kevin has a heck of a story on this. We talked to a guy yesterday.
Yeah, I got to say this
same thing
coming up.
But my point is this. It becomes very political. We shout at each other. Man, do what you think is best for your body. That's what you should do. I'm struggling with that right now because of a story a friend of mine, General Tom McInerney, told me. Otherwise, I wouldn't have thought anything of it. I'd have gone in there. I also have conflicting advice from very smart people. I'm going to make the decision for myself, and you should too. Does that make sense, Matt?
It does. Go stand in the sunshine and have a shot of whiskey, and you'll be all right.
Wow. Short of the shot of whiskey, I'll take you up on that. I'll pop a vitamin D and take in some sunshine.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you. For a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Did you know you can save 50% on Herman Miller chairs, the top name in office seating? Save 50% right now on special order Herman Miller office chairs during the signature sale at InterOffice Furniture in Fargo. And at InterOffice, save 20% on all in-stock furniture as well. It only happens once a year. The signature sale with 50% off on special order Herman Miller chairs, but only through March 20th. And in our area, you can only find Herman Miller chairs at InterOffice Furniture, First Avenue North in Fargo.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at Red Drilling. What's the perfect person? Yeah. What are you looking for? Somebody's already in construction, or what are you looking for in the way of skill sets?
I like training guys that have no experience. So I mean, that's willing to work hard and do some traveling. They need to have a driver's license and they need two thumbs.
And what kind of a pay range? Your best employee? What is the high end potential?
The high end is 30, and a new guy with no experience, 16. Our CDL drivers at 22. So they're getting, when we're busy here, they're getting 50 to 70 hours a week. Monday through Saturday, Sunday off.
If somebody heard this today, Luke, and they say, I want to work for Luke, what should they do?
I'd give me a call on my direct cell phone number, 934-1134, and we can talk wages and when you want to start, and we got plenty of work out there.
It's the way to go. RedDrilling.com, two D's in that, RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I think most folks still listening to this program know that my wife is a home health care professional, and she spends a lot of time in different long-term care facilities, obviously, with the patients, and also is in the homes of folks a lot, so she really gets an idea of the level of care available to people that need assisted living or more. I mean, companion care, adult day services, in-home care, all of that. She sees it every day. And she has someone very special to her and all of us that have been entrusted to the care of Kinder Care in West Fargo. And at Kinder Care, they use a very innovative, meaningful way to make what they do as a care person center. The mission is to provide a safe, real home environment for your loved one, and at the same time revolutionizing the definition of assisted living. because they're more than just a building. They're a family, meals together. It's smaller, right? So they have two assisted living homes, and they're literally homes. One home features a 10-bed unit. The other is a 12-bed unit. They're newer. The homes are next to each other. They have a yard between them. It's like a quiet country setting on the edge of West Fargo. Beautiful acreage and a land and a dog. And it's so wonderful. It's just different than anything else out there. And amazingly, they have room available right now. They didn't have one COVID case. Not one. That's how well they took care of their precious, precious residents and family. You can call or you can text Melanie for a tour today. And trust me, you're going to understand right away. And again, every level of care you need, they can do. Yes, it's assisted living, but they do companion care. They do adult day services. They also do some in-home care specific to the needs of the individual receiving services. Meals and housekeeping and all that. 701-261-3246. Jim the Flagpole Guy is here. He brings us his patriotic wisdom every day. Is it too strong, Jim, to say that if you don't like meatballs and you don't have a flag flying somewhere at your home, your business, that you can see from where you are, that you should consider turning in your Patriot card? Is that too strong, would you say?
If you don't like meatballs? Is that what you said?
Well, I said, yeah, if you don't like meatballs and you don't fly a flag, leave the meatballs out of it. That's kind of acquired taste. But you ought to have a flag if you want to call yourself a patriot, no?
Well, certainly if you can afford it and you care enough to take care of it. And certainly if you love America and you understand its founding, you really should have an American flag because it's a... Under the cross, the flag is the symbol of a civic contract between people that allow for prosperity and individual freedom. So for sure you should have a flag. And I can't believe how it's going this year. I'm so thankful that people have inquired and. People are inquiring more and more every day, and we're building a team to handle all of it. And I'm so thankful for my team and thankful for the opportunities that I have. And, the whole world is just crazy. I would have thought when I was a child that we'd be, under this communist rule if we just look at it as brass tacks. You're not allowed to say certain words. The government's saying... You can't say certain things and everything. And then the same people that are telling us we can't use the word alien are telling us we need to wear a mask and two masks. So my admonition or my hope for today is in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And I do not trust a vaccine that was recommended by a guy who's never said, God bless you and the Lord. I'd never trust a vaccine that there's pictures and witnesses to say that Dr. Fauci and Obama, there's pictures of them in the Wuhan lab. They're giving them money, okay? And then you combine all that with, the writings of the Chinese and how, they want to win a war without fighting. The spirit of anti-God orders coming out of their mouths is just, so I don't trust any of it. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, I'm a United States Marine. My forefather was Captain Oliver Perry Abraham Swarthout, gave the blue of his jacket for the first Second Continental Congress flag that flew over Fort Schuyler in 1777. I don't fall for these fallen spirits. I don't care for their vaccine that's genetically created to change your genes. It's not to go in and kill a virus. It's to go in and change your genes to react to a virus that they created in a lab by communists. So let's just call it what it is. The spirit of love is not on their side. The spirit of you will do what I say is what they're projecting. And that's not freedom. And I'm growing so tired of all of it. But, hey, I got hope in a God in this
Lord have mercy, and I end up in heaven. We don't have to deal with these people for eternity, so that gives me hope. But I don't know. Thanks to everybody for putting up the flagpole and being American and not falling for this crap. And
we love your unvarnished commentary because it is so true, so grounded, so you just speak what you feel, and that's what we're supposed to do. Just be who we are. Farmers, call him about the attached flagpole for your farm equipment. 571 is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell me about a splash pool.
Splash Super Pool is made in the United States. It's above ground. It's portable and used commercially all over the world. It's been very, very popular, especially in our climate with our customers. Last year, they were hard to get. They're going to be hard to get this year, but we have them in stock, and it's not too early to come in and get yours for this upcoming summer.
Find them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, online or in Bismarck, Grand Forks, and West Fargo. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Peckler Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckler Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.